Good afternoon, this is Oswaldo Solis.
And this is Ana Estrada, both reporting for Mr. Sunderland's sixth period class at Cristo Rey San Jose High School.
And we're here to talk about our favorite characters and rankings in To Kill a Mockingbird.
So, who are your favorite characters?
My favorite characters are Dill, Calpurnia, and Boo Radley.
Nice. My favorite characters are Atticus, Boo Radley, and Dill. To start, what makes you like Boo Radley's character?
What makes me like Boo Radley would be his character's weird personality and how he is always inside his house. Why do you like Boo Radley?
Personally, I like Boo because he doesn't acknowledge what the town people say about him and decides to do what he wants, which is stay inside of his house. His lifestyle gives me the idea that he's like a hermit type of person, and he's also probably really antisocial. His character seems pretty interesting and in general adds sort of a mysterious feel to the book since we don't know what sort of things he will do. We can't tell if he's the monster the rumors suggest or if he'll turn out to be a really nice guy.
Nice. So what other characters do you like and why?
I also really like Dill's character. I would say that he's probably my favorite, since I believe his character is definitely the one to bring action into the story. He's really curious about Boo Radley, and when he first hears about him, which I think also makes the reader just as curious about Boo. What do you think about Dill?
Dill Harris is described as a short, smart boy who visits Maycomb every summer and is best friends with Jem and Scout. I like his character because I think he is a lot like myself because he's short and smart, just like me.
I think it's a pretty funny coincidence how you can relate to him so much. Why don't you tell me why you like Calpurnia?
I like Calpurnia because I can relate to other characters in the book. I have to see her every day. Calpurnia is very strict, and I can relate that to my mom. Like Calpurnia, she is very respectful of others and very hard on her so-called kids, since she is the only mother figure.
Now that I think about it, I agree with you because I can also relate to the strict parent figure. If you think about it, she is also a lot like a kind mother figure because of the love she has for Jem and Scout. In one of the chapters, Calpurnia tells Scout, "I missed you today." And then it's funny that Scout says that she was really surprised to hear that coming from Calpurnia. Afterwards, Scout mentions how she wants to keep the peace between them because she enjoys getting along with Calpurnia. Do you think Scout missed her too while at school or not?
Yes, I do. This would be most likely because of the mother figure Calpurnia provides to the children in the household, considering she is the only female adult.
I agree with you and think that's why she makes a really good character. I would say that she's the ideal person to be taking care of Jem and Scout, as well as being a good role model for them.
If I remember clearly, you said that one of your favorite characters was Atticus. Would you mind talking about why he is one of your favorite characters?
Well, to start, he shows a good personality and has a lot of influence on other characters throughout the book. He sets a really good example for his kids, Jem and Scout, especially when it comes to morals. In one of the chapters, Scout is teased for her dad defending a Negro, but he explains to her that he is doing it because he's a lawyer who follows the law simply because he believes it's fair and the right thing to do.
I agree. Atticus is probably one of the characters with the most character development throughout the chapters and book, especially in the sense that, like you said, he has a lot of influence throughout the book.
Yes, and I really enjoy reading about his interactions with Jem and Scout. My favorite ones are always when Scout calls him by his first name and not Dad, or doesn't show him much affection. I think she treats him like an acquaintance and hardly acknowledges that he's a really great dad. Despite her treatment, I don't think he really minds either. In my opinion, they both seem to be the non-affectionate type.
As a prediction, I predict that throughout the chapter, Scout will grow closer to her dad and acknowledge that she is very lucky to have him, which somewhat compensates for her mother's passing. I also believe that Scout's calling her dad by his first name shows the amount of respect she has for him, which is probably not as much as her brother. In comparison, we see her brother Jem always referring to Atticus as sir.
I think that's a really good observation you made. since we do see Jem always taking into account what his father says in the majority of the book so far. On the other hand, Scout is more, I guess, disrespectful towards him, but not to the extent of being a bad child, in my opinion. In general, do you think Atticus is a good dad?
Yes, I think Atticus is a good dad because he is being very nice to a Negro who back then were harassed and discriminated because of their race and color. He is also teaching his kids to show justice for all and be fair, similar to how he is defending his Negro client in a court trial.
Yes, I think that is very important. Is a very important value to know. It's admirable to see him teaching values of morality to his kids. So, out of all your preferred characters, how would you rank them from your favorite going from best to worst?
I would rank Calpurnia, Boo Radley, and Dale. I chose Calpurnia first because she reminds me of my mother, very strict. Next would be Boo Radley because he is a very isolated guy, which makes me very curious about him. Finally, I chose Dale because I can relate to him in many ways. For example, how short he is in the book. How would you rank your characters?
Nice. I would say mine would be Dale, Atticus, and Boo. Dale would be my favorite of all because of the action he brings into the book. Atticus would be next, since I believe his manner of raising his children is really good and admirable. Lastly, I would choose Boo because of his mysterious and interesting personality.
What do you think in general of all the characters in the book so far?
I think they have very contrasting opinions to people in our current time and are more narrow-minded in how they believe they should carry about their lives. They also are very discriminating with Negroes, which is not as common in our society. In contrast, I predict that Scout and her family are going to be different from the rest and provide readers with a more modern point of view that we are familiar with today. What is your general opinion of the characters?
So my general opinion on all the characters would be that there is a lot of room for improvement, such as their view on racism. Overall, the characters in the book so far are very well developed and very interesting to read about.
To conclude, I think we can both agree that these characters are very different from us because of the setting they are in and the morals they are taught. It will be very interesting to see their characters develop throughout the book and the lessons they'll learn through the obstacles they will have to face. I believe their views will shift towards more of ours and they will develop as great characters.
To finish off, what is your favorite part of the book so far?
It's really hard to say since the book's really good in general, but I guess my favorite part would be when Scout chooses to defend her dad and fights her cousin Frances. It shows her values and the love she has for her dad. I think it's amazing how she can choose to defend her values. What's your favorite part?
My favorite part would be when Jem stands up for her father, when Miss Dubose started to talk bad about his father, Atticus. Miss Dubell says, and I quote, "Your father is not any better than those niggers." This made Jem attack and destroy the bushes, which showed lots of action in this chapter, but had consequences for Jem in the long run.